Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Zeit. Like to speak to your trendager.
Oh.
Courtesy of Hand Sandwich. Yummy.
Yeah.
A hand
Make
sandwich.
Good. Hand Sandwich did the one yesterday, and then Beverly in the Discord was like, where's my credit?
Oh,
and then hit us with that. So I was like, okay.
All right. Hand Sandwich.
That. Okay, Hand Sando.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm Jack.
Pretty good.
You are Miles.
Yes. Thank you.
That's right.
Reminding me.
We learned about a tool that we should share with the listeners on tomorrow's episode. You can find out if you have unclaimed checks.
Yeah.
Go Google
that. Go to unclaimed.org/search.
And or just search unclaimed checks in your state. There's usually.
I wish this was an ad and we got money from it, because it sounds like it. Like it's something like. Just go to unclaimed.org, find your state, search your name. And like me, I found $300 in unclaimed checks. I literally found $300 in unclaimed.
I found $29.09. So, you know.
I found one with my mom. She got $200 coming her way. Yeah.
So things are looking up. But yeah, go check that out. You have money waiting for you.
Maybe.
Possibly. Probably.
Maybe not. Allegedly.
Depending on how different. Or how unique your name is. That's also helpful if you have a unique name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Miles, let's tell the people what's trending, shall we?
Yes.
Election Day is trending. Ooh. We got the governor's race. We got the mayoral race. Minneapolis is voting on police. So is Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland, the land of Cleve.
They've got Minneapolis has one to figure out if they're fully throttling back their police department. To find a better way. I'm not sure what the polling was on that one, but you know, I think the messaging was tough for a lot of people, because the opponents of it were just basically trying to portray it as no one is going to answer 911.
Uh-huh.
If you need emergency response services. But Cleveland has another one where they are trying to create like a civilian board that would basically be the ones, you know, dishing out punishments for police, that they would have a say
and what it looks like to bring some semblance of accountability for people's actions. So that's kind of...
It does seem like defund the police has been... I have a story that we'll eventually get to in the main part of the doc about how like the public support in polling has kind of fallen for defund the police because the... You know, centrist media has successfully tied that slogan to rises in crime.
Yeah. No. Defund the police means police sad. They leave job. Criminals now act like it's a Batman movie.
Yep.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. So. And again, yeah, it's true. I think, well, part of it is like you're saying, the media has also completely taken their foot off of the ceremonial performative gas, as it were, from the summer of 2020. We're like, we get it, folks. Yeah, this is something that's got to be done. And then it's like, are Black Lives Matter the problem? Is like the thrust of the take. And you're like, what the fuck are y'all? Okay, like clockwork. But
literally, there was an entire paragraph that made that case in the New York Times. Another interesting race that's happening right now is Virginia is getting a lot of love, but there is a socialist Democrat candidate in Buffalo who already won the Democratic primary. So her name is India Walton. She already beat Byron Brown, who is the incumbent in the primary, and then he managed to like bend things around to make himself a write-in candidate that basically he was able to like rubber stamp a bunch of shit to make it so that he is on the ballot essentially against her a second time, even though people already voted for this. But in the general election, the New York Times, many places are talking about like shocking, unprecedented support for India Walton, a socialist candidate
who has broken away from the rigid two-party dynamic to offer people results rather than just empty fucking just boilerplate talk.
Yeah. I was listening to one of the Crooked podcasts today talk about like they were reviewing all the big races. And one of the things that they said just reminded me of this dynamic that happens whenever there's a socialist candidate who gets popular. The person was saying that she's able to speak in a way that makes these abstract concepts like, yeah, what does socialism mean? What does justice mean? What does equity mean? In a way that really connects to specific issues that matter to people in Buffalo. And it's,
wow.
It's just, it's, they talk about things like, they talk about this, like they treat a socialist candidate like someone who's able to pull off a magic trick. There's like, they allow one to come each race and like do this magic trick where they make abstract concepts make sense instead of, because they have to like treat it like that so that it doesn't seem like, oh, maybe this is an answer. Like people who say a policy, describe a policy that they will support, that they then actually support, that actually addresses people's concerns without regard for corporations. Like maybe that's a path that the Democrats could take. And instead, they have to make it about charisma and like that this person is just magically doing this thing.
They're like a Obak Barama type thing,
right?
You know, where they're doing they found a way to just speak about something. It's and like, I'd count on people who are so, you know, big D Dems to not be able to fathom like that they can't even define what equality is.
Right.
You know, it's abstract like equity. You know, like for me and my place of privilege and power, it sounds like I have to lose something for them to get something. Right. Whereas I think people who are seeking equity realize that they want better outcomes for them. It's just, it's really phenomenal how this has been presented.
Yeah. Rittenhouse is trending. Kyle Rittenhouse's trial has begun. He may need to take the stand.
Yeah. Cause he has to, for their argument, which is like, he was afraid for his life. That's why he shot three people and killed two of them. That, you know, I think for that to happen, like he may have to actually take the stand to describe why he was actually put in a position that he feared for his life because he traveled all the way from Illinois as a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so, you know, if that happens, a lot of people are like, that's going to be fucking tricky, man, because that means the prosecution can also ask very direct questions to, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse. But I mean, just based on how, you know, the judge was saying, like, we don't like the word victim, but like looters and rioters are okay. It's
yeah, you know, I feel
it's going to be a tense affair.
When I heard that from the judge, I feel like I heard everything I need to know about this case. Like, that's
like, yeah, where it's headed.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then, you know, what the fallout from that, it's anyway, continues on. And, you know, it'd be cool if you had candidates who could also speak about that too. Like, if you're running for office, be like, that's a tragedy.
Right.
You know, but there's so many third rail issues for people to just kind of keep their heads down.
Got to listen to those consultants.
Yeah, man.
Got to triangulate.
Don't bring up, don't say anyone's life matters. Okay. Don't fucking ever say that. Don't ever say that.
Do you ever fucking say that?
Anyone's life ever fucking mattered. Don't. I don't care if it's cops. I don't care if it's black people. I don't care if it's fucking leprechauns, man.
This next one, Miles, how are we pronouncing this? Luciferase?
Luciferase.
Luciferase.
Yeah. An enzyme.
Okay.
Yeah. That, you know, the anti-vax crowd with their fears of Satan coming down from hell, up from hell to fucking destroy their gonads with vaccines. This word popped out very quickly to them. It's like an enzyme that, again, the name is about like light bearing, I believe, is like its etymology from Latin, not anything to do with Lucifer or Satan. And because, you know, this term has popped up in like research on COVID-19 and like how vaccines interact with cells and things like that, people just went, oh my God, this is what's in the vaccines, guys. They're putting Lucifer in the vaccines. And now people are like, this is not, has nothing to do with, they're like, why are we even having to say this? Like, can you even describe the process in which we extract Lucifer to put into a thing?
Right. Yeah. I think Lucifer like means something with light, because the
light bearing,
right? Light bearing, because the devil wants to illuminate things and let you know information, and that is evil. But yeah, this is very dumb.
Yeah, very low bar.
It does make me want to, like, were I to believe that they were doing this and actually putting this in the vaccine, I would want it more. I think I don't know how
like
it's
say
affect
it's all luciferase.
Right. I want my veins to start glowing at nighttime when I get horny or why or whatever butter fireflies are doing.
They're like, yeah, Jack gets horny. That's what happens with the whenever Will and Grace comes on, something happens. Whenever,
yeah, that's why lightning bugs start lighting up, is when I get horny.
Because of the luciferase.
And then Henry Ruggs is trending, a rookie wide receiver for the Vegas Raiders, who was involved in a two-car accident that killed someone, and he was apparently under the influence. I don't know. I just, every time I see one of these, I don't know. It's always a possibility when you're driving drunk. I spent a lot of time driving drunk when I was still drinking, and the only reason I didn't end up in the same position is because I was lucky.
Not because you're good at driving drunk, like I used to tell myself.
No, dude, I told myself by the time, by the end of the road with my drinking, I had convinced myself I was a better driver drunk than when I was sober.
I was just sort of like, yo, I can handle it.
Right.
And then people were like, you should never drive. And I mean, yeah, those times where you're just so reckless with your safety and other people's safety, and like and those moments you're like, I'm only going to be a danger to myself,
yeah,
if anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and that is the thing that has changed the most the further I've gotten, the more my mind has cleared from, you know, in recovery, the more it's been clear to me that like that was the worst thing that I did and the closest I came to, you know, doing real horrible damage. And you know, if you need help, you should get it. There's plenty of people out there who are rooting for you who will help you out.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Hilaria is trending, because, so this is Hilaria Baldwin, Alex.
I don't mean to laugh.
Wife, Alec did a impromptu press conference. It was a little bit like taking from his alter ego, Donald Trump's book, in the sense of doing a press conference in front of like a loud thing. He was like standing in front of a busy road with cars roaring by behind him. While addressing matters of urgent importance. In this case, they were asking him about, you know, what his experience has been like since, you know, firing the shot that inadvertently, but potentially recklessly, you know, killed somebody. And he was, you know, trying to answer the question. And then Hillary.
I mean, are we still doing this with her?
Hill?
Yeah, isn't she from Massachusetts? Like, we've gotten to the bottom of this.
Did she change her name? I actually didn't know that part of it. I know she changed her accent and changed her backstory.
I thought she was using her, like, let's see. I feel like maybe that's the way we cucumber? Make fun of her.
Right.
Cucumber. but yeah. Born Hillary Lynn Hayward Thomas.
There you go.
Come on now. So we're still doing this?
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, here she is trying to also be like his like PR, like press secretary as he's answering these questions. So let's check this out.
Her name is Helena. If you're spending this much time waiting for us, you don't know her name. Her name is Helena.
Helena Hutchins. I met with her husband, Matthew, and her son.
That's right.
And how did that meeting go?
I wouldn't know how to characterize it. They're mortified.
You know what?
No details. But do me a favor. I'm gonna ask
the question. he has to, you know.
She really came out like on fire with that. And I understand, like, if you're bothering to ask, like, try and understand the human beings whose lives were lost. But she almost, her energy in it was almost like as if she's like, aha, you didn't know her name, therefore he's innocent. Next question.
Yeah.
Shame now on you. Or wherever it's supposed to be directed. But I didn't see that. I didn't hear that accent that time.
Yeah. I think the accent's gone. I think, you know, she was like, psych, I got you. I was playing a character. And you guys all fell for it. But that's because I'm a good actor. But yeah, it's interesting because she, you know, I get the psychology of very questionable thing being done by someone you love and you get mad at the person who is pointing it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing is a fucking just disaster. Especially like after reading too about how the armor on the show, who was, you know, the person handling the firearms, like, was a nepotism hire because their dad was a famous armorer. And you're like, Jesus Christ, like, every dumb thing you could do is, like, happening.
Yeah.
And it ends like this. So.
Right. And then the union employees had walked off because it was so reckless. And people who were on the set said that they felt like their life was in danger before the thing happened. So.
Yeah.
Ranbu is trending. And that Ranbu is trending three times on Twitter. Happy birthday, Ranbu. It's Ranbu's birthday and it's his birthday.
And also now he's a Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio. All trending. I assumed that Ranbu was, you know, a member of BTS or something that I'm not familiar with.
What is it, BTS?
What is this guy, BTS or something? And he is, Ranbu is a Twitch streamer.
I like this version of my uncle.
A Twitter screamer. He's a Twitch streamer, known for doing Minecraft. Also has a bunch of popular YouTube videos wherein he does very basic stuff. Ranbu bakes a cake. I built a chair. Ranbu baked some cereal. And he wears a mask. And
they're loving it.
And people are loving it.
Ranbu. I mean, shout out Ranbu.
R-A-N-B-O-O.
I'm like Ranbu, but yeah, I guess not. I'm the one out of the loop.
Yeah. That just goes to show. You know. I watched 1 minute of a 14-minute video called Making American Food in a Place That Is Not America. And it seems like he has a comedic voice. I won't say what I think of the voice because I've only seen, but like he does make jokes. He makes like little meta commentaries. And then, you know, it seems like he's really,
he
has a personality and he wears a mask. And that's the big thing. 3.5 million subscribers. When he hits 5, he's taking the mask off. Wow. So that's when be vindicated because it will be JFK Jr.
I was just going to say, you tell him it's John John.
It's John John, baby. also, kind of iconic hair, I think, is also a thing. Very fluffy hair that hangs over one eye. So, you know, I'm here for it. I don't claim to get it or have watched anything, but, you know, go.
But it's a thing I observed, and I acknowledge the reality of it all.
And finally, raisins are trending. Is this because of my secret recipe? Where I put them in the mac and cheese.
Your favorite mac and cheese, raisinette mac and cheese, choco raisin mac and cheese. No, it's another TikTok video that has just began to infuriate people because it starts off with like one of those, you know, like There's like a version of these recipes you see that blew up on TikTok where it's like very simple. You like put a block of cheese and like some tomatoes and then you bake it and then you like mix it around. Now you're like, oh shit, I got like litty fucking food to eat. Mm-hmm. Well, this one, it starts off same way. It's like, looks like they're making mac and cheese. They pull it out. The cheese is melted. They start mixing it. You're like, oh shit. Okay. Now I just need some breadcrumbs and then you're good. No, they add fucking raisins and breadcrumbs. And now people are like, raisins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, it could, I think that this one, it's a little less of a, like, I don't know if I'm as dubious as I am with other videos. Like, cause this also looks like some stupid person's actual recipe.
Right.
Where they're so, like, no, like a little bit of sweet actually like goes a long way. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, yeah, salty sweet. Just not raisins and mac and cheese. I would
no,
say.
Not salty sweet when we're dealing with cheese.
I like some honey with my cheese, but yeah, it's not this. Don't do this. You know, we've talked before about some of these videos where people are like making taco salad, but they do it on the
kitchen counter, something.
Kitchen counter, yeah. Right? And we've found out that those are from like this, all from the same account. Somebody who figured out the algorithm also figured out that people are probably jerking off to this. We think maybe people aren't jerking off to raisins and mac and cheese is what you're saying. Okay.
I believe you're jerking off to taco salad, not to raisin mac and cheese.
Yeah. You believe correctly if you're talking about me.
I know. You're always like, dude, another one just came out. Another video just came out. I'm like, what? Another
come
taco
to
salad?
Daddy.
He's like, dude.
Ascend with the tweet. Yeah.
You're like, another TS video. I'm like, oh, Travis Scott? You're like, no, homie. Taco salad.
Nom, nom, nom. But then I make that gross face with like the drool coming off the lips.
You're like, I'm about to go sicko mode to this TS video.
Fuck. All right. Those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Vote for India Walton if you are in Buffalo. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.